All right, we are live. Good morning and welcome to Faith Springs Baptist. Good to see everybody. Come on in. They're still coming in from the parking lot, and we got a nice warm day today here in Houston, and hope you're enjoying wherever you're at now. And we're going to sing some songs and then get into God's Word and just looking to talk about something that, boy, I changed that sermon about 8 times yesterday because I didn't like it because it was hitting me too hard. So I went back to the original and just updated it and thought, well, okay, if I'm going to step on my own toes, just be ready. You may all need steel toes. But it's something I needed to hear anyway. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit later. We'll be in Hebrews. So if you want to start looking in Hebrews, you're welcome to look. Let's think everybody's in. All right. If you have the song sheets, I don't know if you do or not. If not, I always try to pick out ones that maybe we know. Try to bounce the first 2 or 3, and then we'll go into a little slower. And the only reason I bounce 2 or 3 is because I like to lose weight while I'm in church. So that's what a wonderful change in my life has been brought since Jesus came into my heart. Wonderful change in my life has been brought since Jesus came into my heart. I have life in my soul, for it's wrong I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, what's the joy or my soul?
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I want that.
your little announcement sheets or bulletins. Or have a few things we want to share with you. Had some people that's been on our prayer list. We want to remember Charlie Bowman. Of course, Karen Bowman was in the hospital last night, but they released her last night. Finally found out that she's had a kidney stone and sent her home with some medication. Hopefully real good, strong medication. And Curtis, of course, he's out and hopefully doing better. And we're trying to keep an eye. And I got the computer right here. We, you know, we had the hackers last week, and we're muting everybody as they come in. But if I apologize to those hackers, I'm hearing noise now, and we need to mute whoever that's on there. We think we in fact figured out who they were and put them in a room and then kind of cut them off. But that happens in technology, so don't take it personal, although it is kind of scary. First time I heard it, it's like, whoa, that's kind of alarming. I tried to let you know Monday with the newsletter. We just have to watch that stuff, and thank goodness it wasn't as bad as it could have been. It could have been really bad. We at Baylor and Texas Children's have had hideous hackers that come into the middle of the Zoom meetings and would do, I don't even want to give anybody ideas, but awful pictures and stuff right in the middle of a doctor's meeting. And people just enjoy that. And when it's being viewed all the way around the world, you never know who's doing it. But I want to let you know it wasn't any of our people. We didn't recognize any of the names. At least I hope it wasn't, but they didn't get specific. But I could password the network and the show, but if we do that, we kick everybody out that listens to us in Canada and in Florida and in Australia and in New Zealand and all the, we're being heard around the world. And if we password it, because I don't know who they are, then it prevents them from ever getting back in. So we're just going to have to kind of grit our teeth and go with it. And hopefully that was just random. But I know Don and his crew is watching it right now and making sure that we're as safe as can be. But if you're ever watching and we go off the air immediately, that's probably what happened. Also want to let you know that about 3 or 4, 2 minutes till something like that, I pre-recorded a closing that'll be broadcast online. So we can actually go as long as we want. I won't take that and abuse that. But about 2 till, it'll come on and say, hey, we're all out of time. Thank you for joining us today. We're located here. If there's anything we can do for you, let us know. God bless you. We'll see you next week. And then the computer live goes down. And then we're just in church, which I like to not be here when I can be out there amongst you like I used to be able to be. But I'll get to do that at 11 o'clock. So if you're watching online, be ready, because about 2 minutes till it'll go into a pre-recorded closing. So appreciate that. I don't know how I got off on that, but we had the prayer request, and Shonda Smith has lost her mother-in-law. She passed away. So remember the Dorothy Houston family. Don't forget our Sunday school meetings that we're having before church and after church. Philip and Becky have the morning one before, and then Philip and Monica have the one afterwards. And then Thursday evening is our BSF women. And want to let you know also that we are doing the Annie Armstrong offering, and that's the Easter offering. And there'll be more information about that coming soon. Been a slow, I'll be honest with you, been a slow week on the building. Everybody's out trying to get everybody water. And it wouldn't be right for us to go, hey, wait, no, you need to come in here and work on stuff that can be put off. So if you go out there, it doesn't look much different. I want to thank everybody that came out yesterday morning and helped Senior bring all the chairs in that we had bought at the auction, the student chairs. These are the ones that's going up on the adult side that has a little desk on them and all of that. They were brought in. So Kyle and Jack Manley, and I don't want to start naming it because I'll forget somebody, but Gilbert, all those people that were here yesterday morning, thank you for being here. And I hope you don't have any sore muscles. I was in charge of the rolling part. They handed them to me and I got to roll them. Awesome job. So it would have been, I carried in one and I noticed my shoulders kind of out of it. But anyway, thank you for doing that. And I appreciate just getting, being able to say, hey, need help. Can you do it? And people responding to me. If you didn't get a newsletter this week and you want to have a newsletter, the email that I need to add you to the list, let me know. Put it on a piece of paper and hand it to me afterwards, or make sure Annie gets it or somebody at the desk or Luann's desk so I can add you. I'm going to try to get those out once a week. And it'll start letting you know as we get closer to Easter, the events are going to take place. We're going to have a Good Friday service. We're going to have the Easter egg hunt. I still have hundreds of these chicks and bunnies that I was trying to give away last year, and we ended up canceling. So we'll have all of that this year in full force, like we used to. So if you want to just know more about what's happening with the building and just announcements and things of that order, make sure I get your email list and you'll be added to that list. I try to keep that updated. It goes out to about 6,800 people when we send it out. So there's a lot of people that I don't even know, but they wanted to be on our list. So who got one this week? Okay, good. Okay, so it did go out. All right, good. All right, we're going to sing a couple other ones and then we'll have the ushers come forward. A little slower.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Thank you.
ushers please come forward. We'll take up the... morning offering. Senior, I'm surprised you're still upright. You're crazy busy at the office.
I may not be during the service.
Well, I was figuring that. So what's new? I mean, that's it. Feel free to start napping now at any time. Want to just thank you all for your love and support and the way you give. And I try not to make a habit of asking for money, and because the Lord does bless us, all I ask is that we all be obedient to what the Lord wants you to do and us to do. And may God just bless you abundantly. There's no way you can outgive Him. And I want to encourage you today also, and I know I don't do this very often at all. When you're out at a restaurant today, give that waiter or waitress just something a little bit extra. Maybe another dollar or two. If you throw a little buck to them sometimes, just like that. There's a lot of people out there hurting. And make sure you let them know that you love them and what you can do to pray for them. And then give a little bit more than what you normally would. And I have a funny feeling that God will bless you for that over and above. The Lord, we just come to you and we just can't outgive you. And Lord, it'd be silly to try. You've given us so much. First of all, Lord, we live in a country that's free. Not a country that's free of problems, but a country that's free. And Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you right now, Lord, we don't have to fear anybody coming in and taking our Bibles away and say you can't do that anymore. Right now, we're free. Lord, we shouldn't take that stuff for granted because we are blessed people. But I thank you that we live in the most awesome state in our country. Yeah, we have our problems too. But Lord, it's awesome to live in the state of Texas. And Lord, I thank you that we are amongst family and friends right now. Not only in this building, but Lord, all around the world online. We all need encouragement. We all need love. We all need a pat on the back and say, keep on keeping on. We're thinking of you. And Lord, I just thank you for the family that we have, the loving family that we have, the giving family that we have. Are we problem-free? No. Just like the country and the world and our state. But Lord, I have the most awesome praise to go to the Almighty Father and Creator of all of us and all of this. And Lord, you are problem-free because you're in control. Lord, every time I scoot over and try to move you out of the way, give me an attitude adjustment or something in my life that pushes me back, not in the co-pilot seat, but in the back seat, because you don't need a co-pilot. Lead me, lead us. Guide me, guide us. Show us how to be better. Because, Lord, we just flat haven't made it yet. But one day, when I look into your face, I'm going to be like you. I need to believe in that. And hopefully everybody in this place, Lord, before we leave today, will have that assurance that if our breath ends here, the next breath will be in a problem-free heaven. Lord, I give you all the glory. Bless each gift, each giver. and everything that it goes to may be done the way you would have it be done. In Jesus' blessed name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, John. can't wait to get to heaven. Because he's going to say, I want to hear him say, come on in, Greg. You done good. Not from what I done, but for who I believed in. And I just can't wait to hear the words. Hey, Greg, since you got a minute, play a song for me. This is all practice. This is all rehearsal. And if this bores you, I tell you, you're going to have a long eternity if you believe in Jesus Christ. I just can't wait to feel what true worship really is. You know, we hold back. I just thank goodness that when Junior and Mr. Perkins made this little stage for the piano, that it holds up for me to jump on it like I do, but I keep thinking it's going to give way someday and I'm going to go out on the floor, but okay. Oh, I don't know about you, but I got enough sermon in already. So I'll tell you what, get your Bibles out if you would. We're going to look at something today that I think we probably all need to hear. I know I do. You feel the Holy Spirit? Do you feel His presence? Do you feel God amongst us and that power and that peace and that presence and that calmness? If you would, turn your Bibles in the book of Hebrews. You want to write some of this stuff down, I think. I'm not for sure because you may not be aware of it, but you may want to huddle up just so I can let you in on it. Here's the truth of the day. Life is hard. Yeah, that's a newsflash, huh? It's an understatement, too. But there's no getting around it. Anybody disagree with that? Finally, we're all on the same page on something. Because we live in a broken world. We live with broken people. We struggle with, I know I'm not the only one in here, with our own brokenness. Not only that, we have an enemy that's out to get us. The enemy is someone that just don't want to mess us up. He hates us. He hates what we stand for. He hates when we give him worship and praise and let it out. He hates when you feel God's presence. And whatever he can do with your mind right now to get it off that, he is trying. He probably don't like Sunday mornings here very much. Life sometimes just feels like a constant uphill climb. Life's not for the faint of heart. There's a tool that you're going to need to get through this life if you want to be able to succeed. And that word is, and this is what the sermon's about, perseverance. Peace is not the absence of trials, but the presence of Jesus in the trials. Now that was worth getting out of bed for right there. You want to have peace and you want to say, hey, if you believe in God, we used this verse, I think a week or two ago, you know, And then you will have received the peace of God. It surpasses all understanding. Somebody say, I just want that. It doesn't promise us it's going to happen without trials. It just promises us that he's going to be with us during them. How do we develop then this perseverance? How do we acquire this thing that sometimes we just want to give up and bail out before it gets too hot in the kitchen? Everyone needs this tool to achieve where Jesus wants to take you in life. You have to have the ability to be able to overcome opposition in life. That is the quality that God desires in every one of us. Now let's get to scripture. Hebrews 10, verse 35. And I'll let you find it. We'll be jumping all around scripture, but so far so good online, so we're doing good. Hebrews 10, 35. We will refer to the latter part of this, these two verses, later on in the message, but let's just start off with this. If you're there, say, oh, yeah. So, do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. Listen to this, 36. Patient endurance is what you need now so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that he has promised. What's patient endurance? It's perseverance. It's hanging in there. It's not giving up. It's saying, I'm going to stick with this no matter what. We cannot experience all that God's promised us without this quality in your life. If you quit too soon, if you throw in the towel, if we don't persevere, we will forfeit the rich and the fulfilling life that Jesus Christ is leading you into, and I promise. Don't you want in life everything that was promised to you? Don't you want that? You know, you've heard the stories and the jokes about when you get to heaven and God takes you to, you know, St. Peter, you know, because always St. Peter, because God doesn't ever take people through tours to the heaven. So St. Peter takes you through the tours to the heaven in the story. And he says, hey, this is all your stuff on this side. And it's a pretty good pile of stuff. And then you look across the other side and he says, well, what's all that pile? That huge pile over there. He said, that's things I had for you that you never asked for. It was already prepared for you, but you never stuck with it. And you've heard story after story, but God has so much in store for you. But be honest, we bail out too quick. And these are the three or four steps that I want you to put in there. How do you develop perseverance? Number one, resist the instant gratification thinking. I tell you, these wet behind the ear kids, teenagers and little ones, have no idea what life was like when you all were small. But I remember, do you remember? Tell me, do you remember when the microwave came out? My mom worked for a propane gas company. She was the one that was in charge of going around all the offices in Illinois, Indiana and Missouri at that time, and I think Ohio, with this one little box, and we had no idea what it was. And she put in an egg. And at that point in those days, if you didn't break the yolk of that egg, it would pop and explode and just mess up the microwave and all that. And she would go around to all these offices to be able to show them what technology has just developed, and it was called a microwave. We didn't have that before that. Do you also remember, think about TV. Do you remember when you had to get up off the couch to change the channel? Do you remember that if you were the low man on the totem pole, you had to get up on the roof to get the channel to come in clear. Because you had to turn the antenna. Back in those days, we only had three stations. Mm-hmm. 2, 4, and 5. And on a good day, we would get channel 11, which was KPLR. That's where Three Stooges came in on. They always wanted us to get KPLR. And then, unfortunately, we always got PBS. I don't know why, but the kids said we didn't want PBS back in those days. But now, how many had this? Your TV, when you got up to change the channel, if the TV knob broke, how many had needle nose pliers to change your TV? Yes, we all had that. You remember that? I remember when we got our first TV that had remote control. It had a cord attached to it. It ran all the way across the room. And as a child, my dad would yell at me all the way down the hallway, Greg, get in here. Go hand me the remote. So I'd run all the way down the end of the hall, grab the remote and hand it to him, even though it was on a cord. It's like, where else is it going to go? Then VCRs, when those came out. Now we have hundreds and thousands of channels. And now all you have to do is hit a button and go, play Andy Griffith. And Andy Griffith pops up on the screen. Whatever episode you want. Unbelievable. That is just a few of our instant options today. The internet. I remember buying our first, and you probably don't even know what these are. I know the kids don't. Web TV. You remember Web TV? It was a keyboard. And you hooked it up to your TV. And it brought in the internet. And back in those days, you would hit, for instance, Faith Springs Baptist website. You had to type it in just right because it didn't have the Google searches and all it does now. And then you hit enter. And then you wait. And it grind and grind. You could go to the bathroom, you could take a shower, you could have dinner and come back. And hopefully that one page was loaded. Web TV. Now I find myself on my phone. When I put something in, I'll hit it. And then I go, come on. The instant gratification is killing us. And we have to resist. And I have a couple verses for you. In Proverbs 13:11, wealth from get-rich-quick schemes. Yeah, that's in the Bible. Proverbs 13:11. Wealth from get-rich-quick schemes quickly disappears. But wealth from hard work grows over time. I hope to pray you're not getting used to getting a $1,400 check every 4 months from the government. Let me tell you, we will pay back that unbelievably as a country. Our grandchildren and great-grandchildren will. People are getting this check when you don't even want it. It's just deposited in your bank. Here, take, here's another token. And I love that Proverbs 13:11. If you work hard, if you earn it, I hope we still are in a country, the next generation, that when I work hard and I earn it, I don't have to give it to the people that don't have to work at all. That have the ability to, but don't want to. Because it's easier to just sit on their backside and go play this TV show and let it play and then just get the checks from us. That's not right, folks. We have to end up doing and fighting for what's right. And I won't get on that bandwagon very long. But let me tell you, if you wonder what I think about it, I think I've already told you exactly what I think about that. Those little $1,400 checks and $1,200, $1,000 checks ought to go to the people that need them, that can't get food, that don't have jobs, not just for anybody that's on the list. We're making a mistake. Proverbs 21:5. Good planning and hard work leads to prosperity. But hasty shortcuts leads to poverty. Yeah. If you want it, you work hard for it, you ought to get to enjoy it. And it leads to that. But in the perseverance stage of life, we have to resist that instant gratification. And there's a couple points under this one, but you have to be aware of how much we are influenced by instant gratification. Like we've been talking the last couple, two or three weeks, most of it, what was last week on anxiety and fear and anger? Most of it was just kind of understanding and recognizing, hey, wait, I'm getting ready to blow. There's a gasket that's getting ready to pop right now. And if I become aware of it, then maybe I can shut my mouth. Maybe I can control my tongue. Maybe I can not hit that send. Maybe I can not make that last. If I just don't slam the phone down and hang up on them, if I'm just aware, same with this instant gratification. You know, I have three boys, and they all wanted to, once they got married, to have a two-car garage, two cars, three bedrooms, and all of this that it took me 30 years to be able to earn. They don't just get it like that. And all this stuff with college and all that, they want it just like that. You know the reason why it takes a doctor to get 10, 15 years of college in to get the doctor's degree? Because they want to make sure they really want to become a doctor. Do you really want somebody just messing with you and opening up your insides? And then really? Well, they just went to the online class and the mail-in order diploma of removing a gallbladder. And they didn't really ace it. And they were just thinking about being a doctor. It's just something I may do. No, you want somebody that's stuck in there and done it. That's the purpose of all those different fellowships and residencies that they have to go into. You know, OB-GYN doctor has to go through all of these different residencies, family medicine, internal medicine. They go all this, like, why in the world do they need all that? All they have to do is deliver a baby. All they have to do is be Johnny Bench and catch. You know, no, it's more than that. It's to teach them how to have the perseverance of wanting them to do something and devoting their life to it. Second thing we need to be aware of underneath number one still, be aware of how much we're influenced by instant gratification, but also be aware of how you think regarding the processes that require more time. We live in a society that when things get tough, we go in our mind, we play the game, and don't tell me that I'm not wrong. Well, you can tell me I'm not wrong. I'm just not going to listen to you. But, you know, go ahead and want to. Go ahead and email me. We get in that process of where we go, oh, this is too tough. This must not be of God. Where did you get that at? Hasn't changed since the Israelites were walking around the wilderness. That first lap around the wilderness in that first year, hey, this can't be of God. This can't be. Are you kidding me? It's too tough. Where do you get that it's supposed to be easy? Where do we get that we ought to be able to sit in a vision committee room way back in the old Park Place and go, hey, where do you want to build? Where do you want to go? Okay, instant, boom, there it is. Yeah, Jack's hair is not as gray as mine. I don't even know what the original color was supposed to be. And it's still a little bit ways to go. But it's not instant. And if we would have thought, hey, if it's tough, it must not be of God, we would have bailed out on this years ago. Years. Same way with your own personal life. Same way with what your kids are going to end up coming running up to you and saying, oh, well, this is too hard. I don't want to have any part of it. It must be not of God. Take this personally now. You do this in relationships. Too hard, it ain't worth the homework. It's not worth it. I'm out of here. In jobs, in careers, in ideas, in dreams, in school, in hobbies, in learning a new skill. If it's too tough, we just bail because we're in that instant gratification. understand that some things you do and try to do take time. And when we say to ourselves, I'm not going to do that because it's way too hard, you're bailing out on what God may have in store for you for a dream. I think that's pretty good on number one. We'll stop with that one. We're going to keep going. I'm doing good because I still got some minutes here. Number two, stop associating something hard with something bad. Proverbs 12:14. Wise words bring many benefits. Hard work brings rewards. Wise words bring many benefits. Hard work brings rewards. Proverbs 12:24, 10 verses down. Work hard and become a leader. Be lazy and become a slave. You don't like your boss? Learn and take his job. Work hard and oust him. Take over. If you believe hard things are bad, you're never going to develop perseverance in your life, because perseverance only is developed when you do hard things in your life. So how do you do that? The A underneath number two is you evaluate how you think and how you talk about hard things. Let's be honest. Why are a lot of us overweight? Because it's hard to lose tonnage. Why is my chest not cut and buff? Why does this have to just barely button? Because push-ups and sit-ups are tough. P90X is tough. All of that insanity stuff that you do on TV and do in front of and all that aerobic is tough. And we all done that. We've all played that. But if you want the results, you know what I want? I want to go hand $1,000 to a doctor and say, can't you just suck the stuff out? Can't you just trocar like we use on dead bodies? Just go in there, just suck all that yellow fat out of there and make me buff for the way I ought to look at 57. And the doctor will look at me and say, well, you look about what you ought to look like at 57. And that's not a compliment, I want you to know. We refer to anything that's hard as negative. So, as if it's wrong to be hard. Romans 8:37. I believe as Christians, as believers, we ought to have a mindset to be overcomers. We ought to have a mindset that with God, we can do it. Romans 8:37. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. Despite all the hard stuff the world throws at us in this life, we win. We have victory with Jesus. That's the mindset of perseverance. So not only evaluate how you think about hard things, but also hard things often result in very positive outcomes. The Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Philippians, while he was in prison in Rome, I could explain the whole story, but he wasn't in Harris County Jail. It was worse than that. If you've ever been in there, I've been there, done that, and did sessions with them. It's not a good place to be. I don't think I'd want to be there long. But nothing like you can imagine what prison was back in Paul's day. In Philippians 1:12-14 goes like this. Paul writes this. He's in prison. And he says this. He said, I want you to know this, my dear brothers and sisters, that everything that's happened to me here has helped spread the good news. Verse 13. For everyone here, including the whole palace guard, knows that I'm in chains because of Christ. And because of my imprisonment, most of the believers here have gained confidence and boldly speak God's message without fear. Can you imagine the perseverance it took? Then later, don't miss what he penned later, Philippians 4, 12 and 13. Paul says, I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it's with a full stomach or an empty stomach, with plenty or little. Verse 13, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. We have that one memorized. But I love how he sets us up for that. With a full stomach or an empty. With an easy life or a hard one. I've experienced all of that, Paul's saying. But with Christ, I can do it all. I can persevere. No matter what you're involved in right now, you can make it. You can do it. As you go through all these hard circumstances in your life, trust God is doing more than you can see or even comprehend. I promise you, God is behind the curtain of life, watching you on stage. He's there. And he's wanting to make sure, and he's cheering you on. He's kind of peeking through the curtains, making sure what you're doing and how you're doing it. Are you recognizing him? And he's egging you on. He's encouraging you on. Keep on keeping on. You can do it. You can do it. And if you forget the lines of the play called life, he will give it to you. He will whisper through the Holy Spirit, hey, the next line is. And he'll whisper to you. And that's when those days that you need to be quiet in your recliner saying, I just can't do this anymore. And he whispers it to you. Oh, yeah, you can. It wasn't designed to be easy. Greg, you hang in there. I don't know if I'm the only one that needed that this morning. But I think you may be just that close of saying, that's it. I'm done. I'm out of here. Now, one of the advantages, and I don't know if we're on or off now or not, but we can take care of that. One of the advantages of this is where I can get out here amongst you now. Because you may feel like giving up. 2 o'clock in the morning, and you're going, I just don't think I can make it anymore. Have you thought about maybe Sunday night? Got to go to work tomorrow. I don't want to do this. I'm so done. And you write it out. The resignation, you just want to turn it in. Or you crawl into the bed sheets one time. And you go, I don't want to be in this relationship with this man or woman anymore. I'm done with this marriage. I want to give up. I want to get out. I'm finished. I'm kaput. I'm done. You've had one other pill that the doctor says you got to take. You got to take another one. But look at all the pretty colors they are. And you go, I don't want to do this anymore. I got 3 more points, but I'm done.
I want you to take this to your heart right now. Where are you at with the Lord and hanging in through thick and thin? Do you need just another tank of gas to be able to get through the coming week? To get past that situation that's going on in your family? We all have them. I have them. You have them. You have them. I have them. You have them. It's like, I can't take it anymore. Oh, yes, you can. Because through God, through Jesus Christ, He gives you all those extra bullets to put into your spiritual gun to shoot the devil down. And then He sticks His hand through that curtain of life and says, keep on going. The play's getting close. We're almost at the last act. I'm getting ready to rip open that ultimate sky and return and come and get my bride. But I need you to be on this stage performing your life's role until it is over. Don't give up. You hang in there. Persevere. Dig deep. And don't ever say, that's it. I'm going home. Now, sad. In a building of this place that's as many people as we have, we can't assume that every one of us knows Jesus Christ. Is Jesus controlling your life? Is He the one encouraging you? Have you given your heart and your life to Him? Or folks, you trying to do this on your own? That makes as much sense of me trying to fix my car when it breaks down. I pulled out of Bucky's today and I had the gas thing still in it. I don't even know how to put gas in a car, let alone fix one. Thank goodness I slammed on my brakes and go, oh, and looked around to see if everybody's watching. Go and take it out and put the gas cap on. Oh, it was all good, you know. I was just testing y'all. Hopefully the security people were having a fit on the camera. If I can't figure that out, how can I figure out my life? You have Jesus in your corner? If not, I want to give you the opportunity for that. It's worth an extra minute of your time. All you have to do is say, Lord, I don't know you. I've never made a commitment. And you give your heart to Him. I believe in you. I've done wrong. I know that you died on the cross for me and you rose on the third day. Forgive me of my sins and let it happen. And that's all it says. In Romans, it says that's all you do. Call on His name and you will be saved. What that does, that puts God behind your curtain, cheering you on for the rest of your life. He said, just do it. I'm here. I'm here with you now. But it not only finishes our life here, it gives us access to heaven, which is worth it all. I want to give you that opportunity to do that right now. Dear Lord, if there's anyone in this place right now that needs to accept you as their Lord and Savior, this ain't a club that you join. It's a family that you've died for. Lord, have them say this prayer and mean it from their heart. Lord, I believe in you. I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. Forgive me and make me a child of yours. Lord, if that simple prayer was said by anybody, Lord, may heaven start rejoicing right now because there's more people added to the glorious kingdom of God, to the family of God. Lord, thank you. In your loving, blessed name we pray. You may have been a Christian 30 years, but you've given up the hope. You stopped fighting. You just don't want to do it anymore. You need to rededicate that to Him. Today's the day to do that too. Whatever you have in your mind, in your heart, I'm here for a while. I'm not going to run anywhere. I will stay right here. I want to meet you. I want to pray with you. I want to show you some stuff. We want to celebrate with you. That decision that you made. You want to be part of this family of God. I can't think of a better place in the state of Texas than Faith Springs Baptist Church, Park Place Baptist Church. I really honestly can't. Jack, can you think of a more loving family? We're a pretty good group. If you want to be part of that, we need you to be a part of that. We'd love to have you do that. If you want to do that, come on up after we're done. And I want to share that with you too. And then we'll announce it to the folks next week and celebrate that you're part of us now. Whatever it is. And I'm glad we had these few minutes extra, because every now and then I hand you the nail and I hand you the hammer, but we just don't get a chance to hammer it in. And I wanted to make sure this morning it got hammered in, because the going, folks, is going to get tough. And perseverance only comes when you decide that I'm going to hang in there and have God on my side. Dear Lord, we thank you for the day. Bless the words, bless the reading and the preaching, the teaching of your word. Bless the praise and the offerings and the worship that went up to you now. Lord, we just ask that the Holy Spirit just inspire, provoke, nudge, convict. And Lord, decisions will be made for you today. We give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' blessed name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have an awesome, awesome week. I'm going to stay right up here. And if you need to talk, you need to pray, you come on up and we're going to take care of business. God bless y'all.
Hey, good morning. We're out of time now for this segment of Faith Springs Live here on BBS Radio. But I want to let you know that we will be here next week again for another live edition at Faith Springs Baptist Church right here on BBS Radio at 10 o'clock every Sunday morning Central Time. We'd love to have you join us again next week. If you have any thoughts, have any questions, if you have anything you just want to talk to us about, feel free to email me at GAWILLI and the number 1@texaschildrens.org, or you can text me at 832-396-6525. We appreciate you being with us this morning, and can't wait to see you hopefully live in our church building and in our new church building coming soon in the next few weeks. So great to have you. God bless and have an awesome week, and we'll see you next Sunday morning.